Welcome to the first ever episode of Figuring Out the Unknown. I'm your host, Aaliyah. Wow, I am super excited to talk with you guys. How are you doing? Like, how's your day been? I'm in a pretty good mood right now. I'll be honest, I'm in a pretty good mood. Not because, you know, this is the first ever episode. That's part of the reason why I'm in a good mood. But another part is because, like, y'all, this has been 2 years in the making. Like, what? 2 years of asking myself, am I truly ready? 2 years of asking myself, you know, how are people going to perceive the fact that I'm talking about mental health and, you know, real life topics in day-to-day life? Just the normal topics that, you know, people are afraid to talk about. And I actually talked about this with somebody else, like, I think earlier today, about, like, I don't know, 10, 11 o'clock this morning. I was talking to somebody, and they're like, what made you want to do this? And I was like, well, one, I want to break societal norm. Let's give people something to talk about. And that something to talk about is mental health and real life scenarios. Not politics, not, you know, any of that controversially, you know, real life scenario. But I mean, you know, for instance, I know people who don't get the same education as Americans do, and I think that's something that most people don't think of. Like, oh, a lot of people don't get the same education, don't finish even middle school, and that's something to really think about. I mean, I want to ask you, the audience, I want to ask y'all, like, what is your take on that? What, how would that make you feel to not be able to finish it and live in poverty, in a sense? Because a lot of people don't understand that feeling. And I think as Americans, I'm speaking on behalf of Americans, yes, I think on behalf, we just don't understand. We don't understand, or we're not used to it in the same aspect of what other countries are used to. So, like, yeah, give your feedback on that. I do want y'all's opinion. But another reason why I wanted to start was because, honestly, this hits near and dear to my heart. And I know a lot of people, like, I've asked them, and this was, like, months. I always ask people, I was like, would you listen to this? Like, would you listen to a podcast about mental health? Would you listen to a podcast about, you know, all the real stuff in the world? And they're like, yeah, I would, because I'm Gen Z, if you can't tell by my tone of voice. I'm a Gen Z person, and, you know, my whole life has been cultivated. I don't know if that's the right word. I'm really hoping it is, but it's been kind of, like, surrounded by what I was taught by my parents, and I love my parents, but, you know, there's certain things that as I grow up and I get older, I'm like, times are changing. This mindset needs to change along with it. Mental health is one of those. And, you know, again, I got asked the question, do you really think this is going to be a success? Success? Success. There we go. And the answer is, I don't care if it is or not. If it is a success, which I want it to be, then great. I mean, this is about raising the awareness that I wish I would have got as a smaller kid, as even now, I want people to raise more awareness for it. And, you know, another thing to go at that is people are going to talk. They're going to say, well, the stats, which are the statistics, they're going up. Let them go up. Not in the way you think. Don't think I'm trying to say, oh, yes, you know, woohoo, the statistics on mental health should definitely go up by, like, 100%. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is let them go up, because the reason why they're going up is because people are saying, hey, yes, I have this, I'm okay with it, but I'm getting help for it. And, of course, there is that percent as well that say I have it and I'm not getting help for it yet. And if you're here listening to me, I hope I am helping you. And I'm not putting the burden on my shoulders of saying, you know, I am, you know, you're, how do I say this? that's really what I'm trying to figure out, is I'm trying to figure out how to put this into words of how to say it. Like, you know, I don't want you to think of, oh, I'm your therapist. No, I'm not your therapist. I will say that right now. If I'm the person that makes you feel better in the sense of your mental health and letting you know that you're not alone, that is wonderful. But, you know, I'm not, I will state this every single time. I am not a licensed therapist. I'm not a licensed anything in mental health. But you know what? That's something I want to go into. That's a part of the field I want to go into and deal with. So I think talking about it and being comfortable to talk about it is really helpful for me and maybe for you. Maybe you're like, okay, understanding a mindset that's different from my own can help me vouch for someone who needs it, help me help someone else who needs that help as well, you know? And I think that's really like educational in a sense. I know we don't like to talk about education here, but like it's really educational, you know? And I want to say this right now. If you notice, I have a really bad problem with my speech recently, and I don't know why. I think it's like when you're talking alone, which I am, I don't have a guest with me this time, y'all, but soon, very soon. When you're talking alone, you kind of feel nervous because it's like, oh my gosh, I'm talking to people who are going to be listening to me. But at the same point in time, what's going through my head is you're just getting to know me. So, a little bit about me in a sense, because I've been rambling about, you know, all of this so far. I do get nervous really easily. It's a bad, I swear, it's so bad. I'm like, I want to fix it. I'm trying. And I'm glad I'm actually really happy today and, you know, putting, not putting, pushing through. Because, you know, I would rather be happy and film a podcast for you, like a podcast episode for you, than rather than be sad and not get this, you know, off and running. I feel like, you know, we're gonna make dreams with this, you know. So might as well be happy while, you know, making the dream, living the dream. And it, you know, I am a little, I think my friends would describe me best. And I say this, and let me explain. They would describe me best as the randomest person in the room, but also as like the fun, go lucky, but also very blunt person. I don't sugarcoat things. I will say that right now. I do not sugarcoat the truth. Like, I won't do that. Like, sorry. If you want me to sugarcoat, I'm not going to. Because I did not grow up with sugar-coated things in my life. I grew up with very blunt family, meaning we're always honest, even if it hurts, which honestly gave me as much tough skin as I needed in life. And I don't want, the media is a big thing. You are the media, whether you see it or not, because someone's gonna say, oh, wow, I heard this podcast today, and whatever you hear coming out of my mouth, I want it to be accurate towards me, my depiction, but also accurate as to what we're talking about and staying on goal with the podcast, you know? And that's kind of always been the goal. I will say this, we got some house rules, so let's get into the house rules. Okay. I'm not gonna talk about politics whatsoever. And I don't expect you guys to talk about politics either, okay? Like, I don't. Like, these are the crowns. Like, come on. Another thing we're not gonna talk about is religion. We're just not. I mean, here's the thing. If it'd be different if I'm asking the question of, you know, if it was really crucial to a point in someone's story, and I felt like, okay, asking like how has your religion, you know, made you more successful in your mental health? Has that made you feel closer to it or anything like that? Or even in a real world scenario, then that would be different. But I don't want to talk about religion in the sense of you need to believe in this, you need to believe in that. And I do not want anybody coming down in this comment section or even on Spotify, on Apple, or anywhere else on your social media platforms and saying, you need to believe in this. Don't do that. Like, come on. This is America. And even if you're not in America, respect. Respect that people have different beliefs, okay? It's like, how do I say this? It's like talking about, no, I'm sorry. It's not like talking about. It's like bringing somebody home that you're going on a date with, and they got to meet the parents. And you're like, okay, it's the huddle up out in the car. And you're like, okay, you don't talk about religion, you don't talk about politics, and you don't talk about sports. I've talked to so many people about that, and they're like, why is the third one included? The third one's included because my family are not sports. I mean, when I was living with my mom, then yeah, that was totally different. She was a whole football person and basketball, and I never understood anything besides a touchdown, and that's good enough. Like, that is good enough, and I know basketball when I see it. Like, I know what team to cheer for occasionally. When everybody else cheers, you cheer too. But that's about it. Yeah. And everybody's are going to say, like, wow, there's a basic rules. Yes, they are so basic for many different reasons. And, like, those what I thought would be the main ones. If I feel like there's more rules, then whatever. Go for it. I'll add them. I'll let y'all know what I expect, But another thing I do want to talk about, though, and it was actually brought to my attention, for multiple different reasons. I see people out there on YouTube, they're doing this. I see people out on Spotify creating music and on Apple, and they're getting money for it. Here's the thing. I want to state this for the record, for everybody to hear. If there was a possibility of making money, none of that money would go to me personally. It would not go to my life, it would not go to my bills, it would not go to anything in my life. It would solely go to getting either new equipment for the podcast for all you lovely listeners, or it would simply go to starting a foundation about mental health, about, the real life scenarios. And that, I feel like I wanted to say that because so many people get the wrong idea. You're starting this for the wrong reasons. I'm not. Okay, I am not starting it for the wrong reasons, y'all. This has been on my mind for 2 years. 2 years. And I'm pretty much hoping that in the next episode, you'll kind of figure out what I mean by 2 years. Because this is not something that was easy to talk about. And it's still like, it's hard. And I wanted to do this. I knew I wanted to do this. Another thing was, you get asked the question, are you able to accept whatever the media, your audience, anything is going to throw at you? And the answer is for me, yes. I've dealt with enough things in my life, I want to say. Like, not anything horribly bad. Nothing like that. But I've dealt with enough things in my life and enough people not liking my opinion to say, look, I will say what I have to say. I'm a very blunt person. I will not sugarcoat it for you. I will not sugarcoat the truth for you. If I know that, A squared plus B squared equals C squared, which is fact, I will state fact. I'm not licensed. I'm not a person who is licensed to talk about mental health, but I am a person who has went through anxiety, has had the, what, I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna be exaggerating about it, but the wonderful moments of depression. Thankfully, it's never went as far as a lot of people think, and I'm grateful for that every single day, and I'm happy. I'm happy in my life. So I think that's just something I really need to touch on real quick. So, like, I know that might not seem important to you guys and you listening, but it seemed important to me because I didn't want there to be something in the back of the mind to bring up later, which if I ever get there, then I'll bring it up again. I don't want there to ever be a thought in the back of someone's mind like, oh, I'm listening and this person's gonna one day make money off of me listening to what support their lifestyle. No. No, I work hard for my own money. Like,
I work hard for my own money, and I'm happy to say that I'm a hardworking person, and this is mainly my hobby. This is my hobby in life, like talking about things people don't want to talk about. Anyways, on a brighter topic, let's talk about sweet and sour. I don't know if y'all are sweet type of people, like in treats, you know? Not really, it doesn't even have to be treats. It could be like just like food in general. Ow. I literally just hurt myself in the process of saying that. Not on purpose, you know, it was on accident. I don't know if you heard it, but I literally stubbed my foot and that hurt like worse than I ever thought. Anyways, but no, like sweet, like do you like chocolate or like something pastry wise, or do you like something spicy, like, you know, Cheetos, because there is hot Cheetos. I'm totally a person that loves Cheetos, and just like Sour Patch Kids. And I bring this up actually because I feel like that's what my podcast resembles. Wow. Okay. Not my thing telling me what I already know. Anyways, yeah, I feel like it kind of resembles that because you get a little bit of like the comedic relief because I always try to be a little funny, even though I'm bad at it. Like, I try to be a little funny. And you get a little bit of the sour, which in this scenario, I'm gonna compare like it being sour to the real life experiences and the real life, like getting down to being serious about it. Because I don't want to joke about mental health in the sense of, you know, I'm not gonna say it's different when you're in school, but you know how people are in school. Like, they joke about it. And I'm not gonna say it's okay. I'm not gonna say anything like that. But it's like the societal norm to joke, like, oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm not saying anything about that. But, like, you know, it's definitely something different. I'll say that. Like, yeah, something different. Anyways, y'all, how do I say this? I am really pumped for today, and I don't know why. Like, I could not tell you why I'm so happy and like energetic today. I don't know if it's because I'm talking to you guys. I don't know if it's because I've had a really good day. And I mean, it's a Monday. I never have a good day on a Monday. Like, I think you guys can relate to that. Like, never have a good day on a Monday. It's always really like dragging and slow. And I remember I was in the library. I was talking to a few friends, and I'm laying on the floor. Which yes, I lay on the floor in the library, y'all. Don't get me wrong. I lay on the floor in the library. I feel like the floor is comfortable. I know I'm a weirdo, but I was like, it's only Monday. Like, I wanted it to be Tuesday at least. No, it's only Monday, but it's okay, 'cause you know we love you know the idea of the week going by slow. And yeah, that leads me into the next thing. It's the end of May, which means a lot of high schoolers, even me in my life, I have to take exams at the end of the month. And if you're anything like me and you tell yourself, which it's a bad mindset, I want to say this right now. If you're anything like me and you have the worst mindset in the world when taking your exams, do not tell yourself you can't do it. You can. You know this. You've been doing it all year. And if you haven't, please go hit the books. Just do it. As a person who likes reading myself, please go hit the books and go look back at the notes. Go do something and like try, at least try to make a grade on it. Don't just flunk out and say, okay, I'm gonna make a zero on my exam. No, at least try. If you're trying, if you're putting in your best effort and your best educational guess, you will do amazing. For me, like my grandmother, every year she hears me and she's like, Aaliyah, you're always so, what is it? You're always so down in the dumps when it comes to your exams. You need to, you know, be happy and not like, you know, be, what is it? Negative Nancy. That's what they call it, negative Nancy. And I'm like, nope. Because my idea is if I say I'm gonna fail, I won't. It's like reverse psychology, which I think is really funny. And a lot of people don't understand it. But I was telling my little cousin about that, I think, what was it, Saturday? Yeah, I saw her. And I was telling her, I said, you know, when it comes to your spelling test and when it comes to, like, you know, doing your math, just say, I got this, and that's all you need. And I thought that was really cute to talk about with her, because, I mean, she's my younger cousin. Like, why not? You know, enjoy the fun little stuff that we do. And, yeah, she's adorable when I talk to her. Every time I see her, it feels like she's growing, like, a little more. Anyways, I do want to also point out, we have an Instagram, y'all. Like, we have an Instagram. I've been advertising on my personal social media platform for a while. I've been so happy about this episode coming out. But I do want to say, if you're listening, then please go follow the social media platform. I want you guys to get as much of, you know, feeling great about yourself, feeling amazing, feeling like you can do this and you're not alone, as much as you can. So go figure. Yeah, pretty much. Go on our Instagram. I don't care if you're listening right now. Hop in, go to that browser, type in figuring.out.the.unknown. I know, Instagram wouldn't let me just put it all together, and yeah, no, they had to make me put dots, which was easier. It will also be linked down below if you want to come follow. Which leads me into another thing. I will not be showing my face anytime soon. Not because I don't want to, it's just at the moment I think I'm comfortable not doing that. Because for me, I'm the weirdest person on camera. I will not look at you dead straight in the camera and be like, oh yeah, you know, let's talk about something. No, I will look around the room and I will edit this. And I will be like, I really should not be doing that, but it's okay. And you know what? You get your laugh out of it. Maybe, you know, a little ways down the road, but at the moment, the answer is just no. I don't feel like talking with a face cam on yet, and you know, that's okay. Another point that I am gonna be making is my personal Instagram is going to be private. A lot of people know that I took it off of private a while ago, and I was so happy to have it off of private. But then I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be releasing the podcast. I need to turn it back on private because it's my personal life. If my family follows me on there, then they follow me on there. If they don't, then they don't. But my friends follow me on there, and I'm not looking for any unnecessary attention. And not saying that you guys are not, you know, important and we're not friends, but like it's my life, and it feels kind of weird to just have something or someone come on, I don't know them at all, and they follow me all of a sudden. Because most of the people who follow me, despite the people who've been there for, like, when I first started my Instagram, most of the people who've been there in the beginning that I don't know never look at my Instagram at all. Which is just true. I don't even know them. Like, they're restricted, but I still don't know them. And then, like, the rest of them, which is the majority, I want to say like 99% of the time, it's people I know. So I just kind of want to keep my podcast life and my personal life kind of separate while also talking about mental health, which is kind of the combination. That's my middle ground, okay? So, like, let's be respectful of that. And I do want to say, I do have guests coming on. I'm hoping that, you know, you enjoy the next guest that will be coming on, because I've known her for a long time. So we're gonna see how that goes, okay? And I do want to say thank you for listening, and you know, I hope that we continue this journey together. I hope that we grow as individuals from this, and I cannot wait to experience the amazing things we do next. So, thank you for watching. Subscribe, add me to your favorite podcast in the world, maybe. And just continue living out your day. Go into the rest of your day feeling relaxed, enjoyed, and just happy. Just try. Try to find one good thing out of your entire day. I will see you next Tuesday, which I will be posting on Tuesdays, by the way. I'll see you next Tuesday with our very special guest. I love you all individually so much. I hope you have a good day. Sincerely, Aaliyah.